Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
I am with the pouches. They don't have the guts to match my prowess. Flawless, gorgeous, cold and cold and cold with all my flaws. Why they always sticking up their noses? It's just roundness. Premium rubber smelling all the roses. Face to face, I got that all the pauses. Pauses, haters, this an unofficial emancipation. Stick around, I'm glad you've been so patient. Faking. Yeah. None of y'all can hold us now. None of y'all can hold us now. To the start, here's a moment of silence ringing back to the art. Mind blowing, it's a classical part of Zamrock, a hip hop, and alternative spark. Yeah, it's the way that I'm on already. Shine bright, don't even want to put on. This here's real life, there's no match to put on. But here's a piece of the message, let's get back to the song. Can't hold a flame that's reborn. I'm like an everlasting spark, can't jump the way that I'm on. Peace. I know the seeds that I've sown, and I give birth to all this fruit just so that I can live on. Yeah, can't hold destiny, I must walk on. Can't choose peace, been down too long. True, I know that we will live on. Hear the passion in my voice when I keep playing the song.
Can't hold us, can't hold us, can't hold us.
No.
Can't hold us,
반도로 시키긴 들어와. 야.
Happy birthday to Talking Heads and Tom Tom Club bassist, singer, songwriter, and producer Tina Weymouth on Saturday, November 22nd. Genius of Love on She Rose Radio. And Bjork is 60 years old. As of Friday, November 21st, we heard one of my favorites, Big Time Sensuality. Welcome to the She Rose Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It's so great to see you as always, as together we turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation. And before we get into what's coming up this hour, I want to remind you that, like everyone in public radio and in audio, we are in critical need of financial support. And with Giving Tuesday and Thanksgiving this week, we are reminding you to please give generously if you can to our very first fundraising campaign by texting SHEROES to 53555. You can make a tax-deductible donation through our nonprofit partner, AIR, or visit SHEROESradio.com to find out more. Thank you for supporting independent, femme, and queer-produced radio and conversations like the one that you'll hear later this hour with Satomi Matsuzaki of Deerhoof as we celebrate the recent release of their 20th album, Noble and Godlike in Ruin. That's coming up in the second part of the show, so hope that you can stick around for that. Right now, we're going to celebrate another Shiro named Tina, born this week. The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, would have been 86 on Wednesday, November 26th, going back to 1969 for this.
Things and stuff and stuff and things and stuff. Grieve me. I'm a bold soul sister. Dick Boss and Hattie Bag. Hi, hi.
wishing She Rose alum and Yeah Yeah Yeah's front woman Karen O a very happy birthday on Saturday, November 22nd. Maps on She Rose Radio and marking what would have been Tina Turner's 86th birthday on November 26th with that Ike and Tina Turner classic, Bold Soul Sister. I'm Carmel Holt. Don't go anywhere because this week we welcome Satomi Matsuzaki of Deerhoof to the She Rose Spotlight as we celebrate the recent release of their 20th album, Noble and Godlike in Ruin. It's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
We will get you right back to more from She Rose here on People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. Thanks for tuning in. Support comes from our listener members and from ICTV. Connecting, informing, and empowering the community through diverse media. Learn more at watchictv.org. Thank you to everyone who donated during the Give to the Max Day. You've made a difference with your contributions. We can't thank you enough. You can help us finish our year strong by giving at kaxe.org. My Neighbor to Love Coalition in Brainerd is working to end homelessness for 30 neighbors this December. Construction is nearly complete on 19 units at Creekside Community, but funds are needed to purchase basic household furnishings. Learn more at mntlc.org/donate. Keep it right here. It's KAXE heading back to She Rose.
You're listening to She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. If you're someone that joins us here with any regularity, you know that there's an element of She Rose that's rooted in resistance and two fundamental beliefs. Words have power, and music is one of the most potent ways to communicate. Just look back at the protest movements of civil rights, anti-war, and environmentalism. You'll find musicians on the front lines. Coming out of the commercialism of the 1980s, the onset of the 90s brought with it a disillusioned youth culture that drove new sounds, social movements, and a whole new approach for artists and record labels across a huge range of genres, including indie, DIY, grunge, riot girl, hip-hop, and alternative. It was during this era that the band Deerhoof was founded in San Francisco, first as an improvisational duo in 1994, and then in 1995, Satomi Matsuzaki joined the band as their singer shortly after moving to the States from Japan. Their genre bending and blending and truly unclassifiable sound has been described as noise pop, experimental, no wave, post-punk, and art pop, and by one Pitchfork writer as, quote, the best band in the world. And over their three decades, Deerhoof has become known for its anti-capitalist, pro-social, and radical DIY approach, their anti-marketing campaigns, and use of a low-budget and eco-friendly style of production and touring. And most recently, Deerhoof has been making headlines for pulling their music off Spotify, which set off an ongoing and growing wave of other artists doing the same, citing Spotify's CEO Daniel Ek's ties and investments of millions of dollars into Helsing, which is an artificial intelligence defense company. The timing of leaving Spotify couldn't have been bolder, as Deerhoof had just released their latest sonic masterpiece, Noble and Godlike in Ruin, their 20th album, just a couple of months before. But this is exactly the kind of activism that, along with their adventurous sound, has made Deerhoof such a revered and inspiring band. I am so thrilled to welcome Satomi Matsuzaki of Deerhoof as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Welcome to Satomi Matsuzaki of Deerhoof. Thank you for being with us on She Rose.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Carmel.
I want to congratulate you on a bunch of big milestones. Your 20th studio album with Deerhoof, Noble and Godlike in Ruin. The 31st anniversary of the band, which coincides, or maybe it is the 30th anniversary of you moving to the United States, right?
Yes, long time.
What have you been feeling? What's been coming up for you, taking stock of the last three decades?
It flew by so fast. Of course, Deerhoof has never taken a break. We just kept going.
Yeah.
And so while, you know, I was away from Japan, you know, so many things happened, but I also tried to keep in track, you know, with my, you know, community in Tokyo, because it's so important to me, you know.
Yeah.
And I think I did great. I feel like I have like home, you know, in Japan and here in US, and you know, I made good friends everywhere, and everything's like so great. I appreciate all the kindness I got from the bandmates and bandmates' friends, you know, friends of friends, you know, it's really extended family now.
That's amazing. I mean, what a brave thing to do. Feel free to correct me at any point, but if I'm getting this right, you came to San Francisco to go to study film, right?
Yeah. You know, film was the reason I went there, but then, you know, I joined the band like a week after I arrived, and the music became my main passion instead of film, because I thought maybe that I could still work for film through music, you know. I just had this huge idea of like, wow, the film contains every media I like, you know, because
that's
I like arts in general. I still draw things, or like, you know, I like coming up with ideas or stories, you know, and I felt like I could use that passion to just music too. And it's just narrower concept, but I thought, you know, I could still work with films too. And we ended up writing music for film later. And, you know, I felt like the dream came true.
I want to talk a little bit more about your journey, but I also want to talk about this new record. So tell us a little bit about Noble and Godlike in Ruin.
First, Greg and John and we brought some snippets of ideas, you know, and then when I listened together one after another, I'm like, wow, this is kind of like collages, you know. And how about like a collage album? How about like a Frankenstein idea? You know, my bandmates never read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, but I learned Mary Shelley's Frankenstein in high school, because I went to high school in England. So, and I felt like it's such kind of a tragedy, you know, it's very powerful. And also I feel like I'm kind of Frankenstein because, you know, I came from other country, something very maybe mysterious, you know, as an existence, you know, like an alien kind of feeling, you know. Mm-hmm. So like, oh, how about Frankenstein? And then we all listened to this audiobook of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And then my bandmates were also surprised, like, well, I thought it was like this scary horror character, but it's actually like a really interesting, tragic story, like a Pinocchio or like a Prometheus story, you know, something, you know, human created and it became so intelligent and so sensitive, but it's so powerful that, you know, it just became out of hands. Like, you know, you couldn't control. It refers to everything happening around us now and something we are scared of, you know, all this AI, you know, going wrong. And it's just a fearful tension, you know, which I felt like we could create the music that resonates with what's going on. And that's how it came out.
Wow. It's also a reminder of like how history repeats itself, knowing history and studying it and being in touch with writers and thinkers and creatives as prophetic as like a Mary Shelley is so important because it's instructive. If only we did that more, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we play a track? Is there a song that kickstarted the whole process of Noble and Godlike in Ruin?
I can't remember the timeline of, you know, which song that came first.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah.
How about Immigrant Song? Because, you know, like I said, I'm an immigrant and I'm a first generation. And so I can relate to the immigrants right now who are facing the deportation and the border control. And, you know, every time I come back from Japan, I'm like, maybe I can't come in this time, you know?
Right.
Always I feel like I need to be ready. But, you know, I've been living here for 30 years and I feel like I belong to the community here. And also, I mean, talk about the history. I mean, this is Native American land and it's not white people's land. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
Who owns this place? So that's why I'm like, you know, it starts with I'm the baker at your party and I'm a driver for you. And we are all supporting this land together, you know.
Yeah.
You can't have this life without these people who work there, you know. So it's like a supporting the immigrants song.
I was the driver of the guest to your party, to your party. I was the baker of the sweets for your party, for your party. I was the singer of
That closes the new album by Deerhoof, their 20th studio album, Noble and Godlike in Ruin, Immigrant Songs. And we have Satomi Matsuzaki in the Shiro Spotlight this week. I'm Carmel Holt. We were tracing the history of you and the band, Satomi, and you told us a little bit about your artistic leanings, film, art, then music that you just self-taught. You started to play bass, I think, on, was it the second record?
Yeah. You know, I didn't really want to play bass at first because when I joined the band, there was a bass player.
Yeah.
But then, like, there was only drum and bass, and they were like, oh, we have kind of a limitation in harmony. So, Satomi, can you just play, you know, just a few notes? So I only got assigned to play like 3-4 notes at the beginning.
Yeah.
And so that the bass player could play guitar. And then, you know, from there, it's of course, like, you know, once I have bass, I'm like, why not? You know, I want to play more, want to play melodies. So, I mean, that's how I started.
You know, it's an interesting instrument for women to play. Even guitar is still sort of gendered. Like, I talk to people all the time about going into Guitar Center and feeling like they don't get really treated the same as men. The guy in Guitar Center will talk to their male partner instead of talking to them, and they'll be like, actually, dude, it's her that's here shopping, not me.
Guitar Center is a great place to go to bathroom because nobody goes to bathroom there. When we are on tour, I said, can we do a bathroom stop and then we go to Guitar Center? And I just go in and, you know, they were talking to my bandmates, hey, yo, bro. And then I just go straight to the bathroom.
That's amazing. So I was wondering about, like, you know, your journey with playing the bass.
I started the Rickenbacker and then I moved on to Hofner, which is like violin bass, which Paul McCartney used to play in Beatles. You know, it's really small. And so I could jump around and stuff. But then Jake from Serec, from like Indianapolis, he came to our show and like, this is great bass I built for you, you know. And he said, I could put your name in it, everything. And so, yeah, he made my bass for me, and now it's more like half hollow and it's light and it's a short scale, so it's like I'm short, so you know, it's very comfortable and it sounds great.
It's interesting because a lot of these instruments were actually designed for male bodies, not for women's bodies, you know.
There is no way I can play this upright bass, you know, because they're like taller, much taller than me.
I have many
female bassist friends from Japan, and you know, my best friend, you know, like who was gonna record this interview is also back in Japan, and she's a sound engineer. She's a female, so like we always talk about, oh, let's do some kind of a female festival where the all the sound engineers and like everybody. Are women, you know?
Yes, I want to do that. I'm planning a festival
Let's do that.
Totally. There's, you know, it's funny because you remember the Lilith Fair in the 90s? There was Sarah McLachlan. I mean, such different genre than Deerhoof, but like, but it was actually a lot of different genres. There was hip hop artists, there was folky artists, there was more pop artists that played it, and this woman, Sarah McLachlan, started it, and there's a documentary out about it right now. And the whole concept was the concert promoters didn't want to put two women on the same bill, and they didn't believe that it would sell tickets. And definitely on festival lineups, there was hardly any women. And so she had this idea to start a festival to prove them wrong. And she did. It was hugely successful.
That's great.
Yeah, she did it 3 times over. If you're thinking about doing that, it's a pretty inspirational documentary.
Well, I want to see that.
Yeah. So I was excited to talk to you today for multiple reasons, like as an instrumentalist, as a vocalist, as someone who is first generation and a woman, what your experience has been. And you're in a band with all dudes, you know? So like,
they are dudes, but their sensitivity, I have to say, is very neutral. You know, like nobody decide for me. Like we always make sure everybody agrees. And so every voice counts. And I don't think we could sustain this long if that system wasn't there, you know, like to get along and like to actually have four different ideas about music, or like we listen to completely like different kinds of music. And, you know, I feel so grateful that this is working.
Yes. So internally, it's great. How about on the outside world? What has that journey been like for you? Going in and out of studios. I mean, you guys have such a DIY spirit.
DIY spirit is so good because the thing is, like, we are the one where we start. We have a starting point where we create music, but we have so much control over what we want to do.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next step. But then the outer the space you go, it's more uncontrollable, you know?
Yes, yes,
don't you think?
Exactly.
Because the maker have so much power, you know? Mm. So I'm so glad I wasn't in the middle of, like, I can't imagine people in the middle tormented inside, you know? For example, like, okay, how about this? Like, we do interview and actually, okay, here's the link to the interview, and I go to the link and there's H&M commercial or something where the interview is about, we, you know, Gutierrez going against Spotify, but then there's H&M ad. And like, this is so difficult because how much control do we have to say no advertisement?
Yeah.
Because we don't stand for these companies, you know?
Yes.
And so I feel like from where I stand, I feel more like privileged that I can say from the beginning that I don't like this, or like you don't like to present our music with this advertisement. But yeah, so we're still fighting, you know, how to survive through this uncontrollable world. So that's why, like, we quit Spotify to trying out how is it going to work. But we've been around for 31 years, so hopefully we can still survive is our stance right now to the world.
And I mean, what a strong statement. And it started a whole ball rolling now, which is really starting to pick up steam. Have you noticed that?
I hope so. I just don't believe because of the, you know, X stepped down, changed the world or changes the whole Spotify company. It's still there with the same people.
Yeah.
It's just other person gets pushed up and then has the same ideology. So it's great that there is a little bit of a change or the discussion came up. That's maybe how far we could express our hope or, you know, how we want to live this world. But I think more people could join would be nice. The movement, you know, bigger it is, then it's the bigger the impact. And because capitalism is the thing about the big machine you are, that you have to grow bigger.
Yeah.
That's the goal, you know, like development, you know. And then the small things get sucked into. And, you know, I'm from Japan and I believe in like small communities. And I really like if the small communities can sustain by themselves. So it's the small communities become the one supportive living world, you know, because then it's more creative too, you know. We lived in San Francisco. That's where this DIY community was so strong. And I moved to San Francisco because I really liked that, wow, this big America has such a cool city where, you know, all these DIY musicians gather and they have shows every day and they go to Rainbow Grocery Store and it's, you know, like very ethical living. I still feel like I haven't forgot where I came from.
And how does that translate in living in New York City?
Yeah, New York City is great. Also, like, you know, small communities everywhere. I mean, many, many different people from different cultures and, you know, this street is like, you know, from this country and like, you know, it's really fun, just like Tokyo. I feel like the musicians are many, many more.
Yeah.
So the community seem more scattered. I can't really, I don't know. It's like a smudged or something.
Yeah.
Like a splotches, you know, like a Jackson Pollock paintings or something.
Oh, I can't, that's such a good analogy. Totally.
Yeah. I can't quite grasp what's going on.
Yeah.
But then I meet people here and there everywhere and it's kind of fun. It's like a surprise. San Francisco was more like you can actually understand and I have friends here and then it was easier to understand.
It was slower too. Much slower than New York.
Here very fast and I'm kind of slow too, so it's sometimes hard to catch up.
Slower is better.
Yeah, I'm like, let's slow down, everyone.
We all
you know?
Need to slow down. We all need to slow down. Why don't we spin another track from Noble and Godlike in Ruin? Do you have a favorite track?
Well, we've been playing Sparrow Sparrow, which is quite cool. Ed came up with this guitar riff, and I feel like it's like birds chirping, you know, and chopping back. And then we are all like talking, but it's kind of like singing. Yeah, it's really Sparrow Sparrow feeling.
That's called Sparrow Sparrow, the second song on the new Deerhoof album, Noble and Godlike in Ruin. I love that title so much. It's the 20th album for Deerhoof, and we have Satomi Matsuzaki here with us on Shiro's. They're singer, they're bassist. You write all the lyrics too, I think, right?
Well, we collaborate. I write, you know, sometimes, and, you know, Greg writes a lot too, and we collaborate.
I started to ask you some questions around gender and music. You said something about your friend in Tokyo, a woman who's an engineer, and you kind of dream about having a festival where it's all staffed by women too. What have you seen as far as equality in gender in music?
I think there are, you know, a lot of women who play music and, you know, spread the message across, you know, the world, and really cool. I hope those ethical DIY movement, maybe we can push more. And also, of course, the transgender communities. And, you know, we play a lot with transgender bands on tour. Like, you know, we try to spread the positive vibes through the music, and, you know, every tour we want to also bring the message. So women and transgender and, you know, like male power is not really my kind of energy. And so we want to keep, you know, continuing to help these communities. And it's important, like a Frankenstein. You know, we are different, but, you know, we are very intelligent and very sensitive, and we are human. And, you know, I'm Aquarius and I'm a humanitarian, and, you know, I want to be human, you know, and I want to connect with humans. And that's my message.
Yes.
Yes.
It's been so amazing to talk to you and spend a little time with you, Carmel.
Satomi.
Before we wrap up today, I'm going to give you an imaginary Shiro's magic wand.
Okay.
And you get to wave the wand and make a wish to change anything in the music industry, but it's specific for cis and trans women, non-binary people, queer people, any marginalized people in our industry. If you had this magic wand in your hand, first wave of the wand, what you would change?
I would change that we all get together and sing to the world. I want to meet them all.
Unify all of our voices together. I love that. So Satomi, what a pleasure. Let's go out with a track from the record. I was thinking maybe King Toe. What do you think?
Okay, cool. Yes.
Do you want to tell us anything about this song before we go into it?
Yeah. You know, it's really kind of like, you know, you can dance to King Toe, but also like this very strange, weird twang, or I don't know, this, you know, like a noise coming, and it's kind of creepy song, creepy danceable song. I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you, Satomi. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Massive thanks to Satomi Matsuzaki of Deerhoof for being with us. Noble and Godlike in Ruin, their 20th album, is out now on Joyful Noise Recordings. Today's conversation was condensed and edited for broadcast. And to hear the full interview, please download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast. Next, we close the hour with a birthday salute to Dawn Robinson of En Vogue and the queen of reggae, Marsha Griffiths. Stay with us.
You make my season.
Stepping away one more time from Shiro's Radio here on KAXE, I'm Malachi Coons. We receive support from the Bush Foundation, proud to partner with the Good Relatives Collaborative to announce the 2025 Bush Prize Native Nations honorees, the Minneapolis Indian Center, Makoche Agriculture Development, and Turtle Mountain Impact. Find more online at goodrelativescollaborative.org. United Way of a Thousand Lakes is currently collecting cleaning and personal hygiene items for their Home for Good drive through December 12th. There are several drop-off sites in Grand Rapids and Deer River, including Essentia Health and Northern Star Senex. Find more info at uwlakes.org. And you can find information about food-related resources across northern Minnesota at kaxc.org. With hours of operation and locations of food shelves, along with information on soup kitchens and community meals. We're heading back to Shiro's on KAXE.
It's Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt, sending birthday wishes out to En Vogue founding member Dawn Robinson on Monday, November 24th, throwing it back to their classic 1992 album, Funky Divas, for this one with Dawn on lead vocals. Ooh, bop, bop.
Thing you change. It's time for a breakdown.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never get it.
The queen of reggae, Marsha Griffiths, on Shiro's Radio with No, 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 as we wish Marsha a very happy 76th birthday on Sunday, November 23rd, and En Vogue with My Love and You're Never Gonna Get It, featuring birthday Shiro Don Robinson on lead vocals. That does it for this week's edition of Shiro's Radio. Thank you, as always, for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me, is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast and to our YouTube channel, Shiro's Productions. We're 100% independent, and that is made possible through the support of our public radio affiliates and listeners like you. Through a partnership with the nonprofit AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio, we have a fundraising campaign now in progress. Giving Tuesday, Thanksgiving week, it's a great time to give to a cause like amplifying women, non-binary, and queer voices. Text SHEROES to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through AIR or visit SHEROESradio.com. Until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.